You're too busy to be frizzy. Grab Way's new anti-frizz cream. It's a lightweight cream that provides immediate frizz control that lasts for up to 72 hours. If you guys follow me on social media, you might have caught me using the anti-frizz cream for the first time on one of my lives. What I love about Way's anti-frizz cream is that it's just very lightweight, but it also works. Even on my hair, which is very, very frizzy, I would say 10 out of 10 on the frizz level, this works. I loved it. I tried it on live, and by the time my live was over, my hair had dried and people were commenting like, wait, Tinks, your hair looks good. So another win from Way. What can I say? Their products just really work. Frizz-free up your schedule with Way. Go to theouai.com and enter promo code METINKS for 15% off any product. That's theouai.com, promo code METINKS. We all know there are things in life you have to compromise on. But when it comes to your health, there is no compromise. Check out ZocDoc, the place where you can find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable and prioritize your health. And when it comes to your health, you don't want to be guessing. You want to know who's in your network, who's available, and you want to know what type of doctor they are. As someone who really likes to stay on top of her appointments, her health, this is very important to me because there's nothing I hate more than wasting time on hold trying to get an appointment. You know, oh, the wait time is a month. Well, that's too long from now. I want to go in now. So ZocDoc really just streamlines the entire experience. And when it comes to your health, that's what you want. Go to ZocDoc.com/Tinks and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/Tinks, ZocDoc.com/Tinks. Have you heard about Roback Activewear? Well, let me introduce you. You may have seen that subtle dog logo on your man's polos, hoodies, or Q-zips, but now Roback is growing their women's line. They strive for the best fit and best feel. I am so glad that Roback is now doing women's wear as well because they really have it down when it comes to super soft athletic wear that is just the cutest ever and so, so, so comfortable. You know me, I'm all about comfort. I'm all about feeling cozy while on the go, and I am always on the go. So go Roback. We love that you're in women's wear now. It's 2024, the spring's coming, and ladies, it's time to check out Roback for yourself. So use the code TINKS on Roback.com for a generous 20% off your first order for all hoodies, joggers, skorts, and more. That's spelled ROBACK.com. That's 20% off with the code TINKS. Good morning, guys. Welcome back to It's Me Tinks Live, exclusively on Radio Andy, Channel 102. As always, this is our weekly time to talk to each other with a live Ask Me Anything. I want to talk to all of you guys and answer all of your questions, so call me right now, 844-305-ANDY. That's 844-305-2639. Good morning. Happy Wednesday. What's the vibe today? Vibe checking with everyone. I hope it's a good day. I did my first live show. It was amazing. I loved meeting you all so much. I love just being in the same room as you all. Hey, listen, it needs some tweaks, needs some fixing, but it was the first one. The longest journeys begin with a thousand, wait, I totally fucked that up. You know what I mean? The longest journeys begin with a single step. So thank you to everyone who came out to Austin, my Austin show, being part of that single step. I did the keynote at Create and Cultivate the next day, and they were asking me, you know, about being a creator. What do I think? What do I want to do? What are my big projects this year? And I was like, being in the same room as people. Being in the same room as the people who I care about and my community and my followers. And it just feels so good to do things in real life. And the more that I think about it and the more that I experience in real life things, the more I'm like, wow, I love my phone. I love the platforms that it's given me. I love, you know, social media in its various forms, you know, here and there. But I love in real life things. It invigorates me in a way. You know when you're like in a K-hole with your phone, you're just like on the couch and you're so deep in Instagram, and then you come up and you're like, whoa, I just spent an hour and 15 minutes on Instagram. You feel like a little bit drained. I feel the opposite way when I come out of hanging out with people in real life. So when I leave a Rich Mom Walk or when I leave the live show, I feel like I took a I feel like I just came out of the cold plunge when I do in real life stuff. And I think everybody else does too. I don't think it's about performing. I don't think it's about being on stage at all. I think it's just about doing things together. And I just really enjoy that. I'm not even talking in a post-pandemic way. I'm talking in a not being on our phones alone in our houses way. So I loved it. My hugest thanks to everyone who came. And you guys were all so nice to me. Everyone who I met was like, oh my God, don't be nervous. Like, you guys were all being so funny. Everyone was drinking Dirty Shirley's at the show. I haven't had a Dirty Shirley since college. If you don't know what that is, it's a Shirley Temple with vodka in it. And the good thing about it is that you do not taste the vodka. And the bad thing about it is you do not taste the vodka. So you're like, this is delicious. And then all of a sudden you're like plastered. I had some drinks on Friday night, okay? As you know, I haven't been drinking. But after my show, I was so invigorated. And we went to my favorite restaurant, ABBA, or one of them. I mean, every restaurant is in Austin is amazing. But we went to ABBA and I had like two drinks. Of course, I was like a little hungover. I'm such a weakling now, you guys. But I had fun. Daisy actually came out for the show. And I was, of course, with Saba and Sethi and Jen and some other friends. So it was just, it was a magical night. And I loved it so much. You know, it's always tricky when you go to a place that you love. You want to try new things, but you also just want to go to the places you love. So I actually went to ABBA twice. It's so good. It's so good. Also went to Ludi's, which is, again, one of my favorite restaurants ever. Okay. Enough about my love of ABBA. Let's talk to Allie. Hi, Allie. How are you?
Oh, my God. Hi. I did not think I was going to get through.
I'm so glad you did. I'm glad you called.
How are you?
What's going on?
I'm a junior in college. I'm 21 and studying abroad right now, which is fantastic.
Cool.
And I'm having a great time.
Amazing.
But I'm actually calling because I'm currently on the hunt for an internship and I'm having like so much self-doubt about like, you know, not being good enough. I'm a marketing major and I feel like it's so unbelievably competitive. And I just like, I don't know. I feel like I'm getting so much more rejection than like acceptance emails, obviously. And it's just like a lot of self-doubt. And I'm like trying to enjoy my time abroad, but also like focusing on my future.
Yeah, of course. Wait, where are you abroad? Did you say?
I'm in Florence, Italy.
Oh my God. How divine is that? That is so fantastic.
Absolutely fantastic.
All of my friends who went to Florence, they just like came back and they were obsessed with it in a way that was like insane. They loved it so much. They had the best time. Two of my friends like became amateur chefs after that trip, after going to Florence. They just loved it. Okay, well, I'm glad you're having a good time.
Thank you.
So a couple thoughts. First of all, it being rejected is tough. Like there's no like mantra. Well, there is a mantra for that. Rejection is redirection. So I take that back. But like getting 10 emails saying, no, you didn't get that internship, it's not nice. Like it does knock your confidence. You do kind of start to doubt yourself. And I get that. And I've been there. And I remember applying for internships and I remember applying for jobs. And it's just a very arduous process because you're like, I don't know. Like they ask you to write a cover letter and you're like, what do you mean write a cover letter? Of course I want to work for you. I mean, I don't know what to say in a cover letter. Like they all look the same. Like I remember spiraling about just that. And so first of all, I just want to validate you and acknowledge you. Like it's an annoying process, like for sure. Secondly, marketing is very competitive. It's really competitive. Like a lot of people want to go into it and there's no two ways to put it. It's just a very competitive field. And especially for, I'm sure, the types of internships that you're going, there's a lot of people. So the odds are tough. And it's like, again, good to acknowledge that. And remember, this isn't a personal thing. Like I truly, truly wish that I had internalized that earlier. Like most of the time, they're not sitting there thinking like, ooh, Allie's not good enough. Like most of the time, they're not seeing your email or they already picked someone or their friend's kid got the internship instead. It's one of those things more likely than it is that you're not good enough. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then the final thing I'll say is that I know it feels like a massive deal right now, and it is. It's, and I'm proud of you for trying so hard, and I'm proud of you for being stressed about it, because it means that you care. But also, you will find something and it will be okay. Like, even if it's not your first choice, you will get an internship and it will be okay. And I loved question mark my internships for the summers. Like, I worked hard, but they didn't shape me in any major way. I'm sure all the career counselors out there are like, what the fuck, Tinks? This is terrible advice. But I'm trying to just take the pressure off a little, because I know it can feel like the biggest deal in the world when you're in it and you're like, if I don't get this internship, I'm never going to get a job, and da da da. And it's like, dude, the job landscape right now is tough. Like, we all just need to hold hands and acknowledge that things are tough right now, especially for marketing and other such fields. So it will be okay. Try not to take it personally. Don't internalize the rejection, and just keep going. It's a numbers game. It's kind of like dating. Just write as many, not as many, but, you know, in a controlled way. You can even do like an hour a day. Be like, for an hour a day, I'm going to look for internships, apply for internships, respond to any emails I may have and stuff like that, and then put it away, because you worrying about it 24/7 is going to do nothing apart from ruin the rest of your time in Florence.
Oh, thank you so much. I know all that internally, but like, hearing you say it, because I'm obviously only 21 and I really look up to you and like really value what you do for people my age too. So it just like feels really good to hear. So thank you.
Of course. I get that. I was like, I'm calm now, but like, if we called my mom right now, she would like hang up the phone if I mentioned internships, because I would like cry and like scream and like freak out. And I get it. I totally get it. But again, it's good. It shows you care. Now, please go have some fabulous pasta and take a lot of photos. Please take so many photos with your friends. And also, I know you didn't ask for any tips about this, but please just write down all the funny memories from Florence, because you'll be surprised. You think you remember them and then you forget them. And then in 10 years, you're going to want to look back at a list in your phone that's called Florence Funny Moments. Just please trust me. Please.
Okay, I fully will. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling. Bye. Oh, what a cutie. I didn't go abroad because I was already abroad and I thought maybe I would move back to England after America. So I was like, I'm staying. And then when all my friends went abroad, mainly to Florence, actually, I became friends with all the girls who are younger in Theta. And that's why I have a lot of friends who are younger than me in Theta. And it was actually really nice, because it was like I had to make all my new friends, all new friends again. But I was very jealous of my friends who had like the time of their life when they were abroad. It's such a fun, cool thing to do. Such a cool opportunity if you can swing it. If you want to bring coziness into your life, you turn to Barefoot Dreams, especially now as the brand is celebrating their 30th anniversary. With those 30 years of coziness, Barefoot Dreams celebrates being the originators of everyone's favorite luxe home blanket. And while many have attempted to duplicate their blankets, robes, and more, Barefoot Dreams fabrication and quality cannot be replicated. So don't believe the dupes. So guys, do you remember back in like 2020, I made a viral TikTok about how much I love Barefoot Dreams, because I am truly so obsessed with these blankets. I have one in every room of my house, no word of a lie. And also the socks. When I tell you that I cannot sleep if I don't have Barefoot Dreams socks on, that is the truth, okay? For It's Me Tinks listeners, you can get 15% off your first purchase at barefootdreams.com with the code TINKS15. Don't miss out on Barefoot Dreams' soft, soothing fabrics that will bring luxury to your life. If you're planning a wedding, the first thing you need to know about is Zola. Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place, including venue options and all your vendors. Plus, you can design, save the dates and invites, build a free wedding website, create your registry, and stay on track and on budget throughout the entire wedding process with their free planning tools. I have three really good friends getting married this year, and they're all using Zola. And I know, because they were telling me about how easy it is, and it's just truly a one-stop shop. And you know this girl loves efficiency, right? So my friends were telling me you can do it all in one place. What a relief, right? And I know about Zola because I bought so many gifts on registries via Zola, and I just love how easy it is to send gifts, keep everything organized. Everything is like done for you, and we absolutely love that. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com. Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with brand new releases and next listen recommendations. There's a story for every listener, from classic favorites to exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors. Okay, so you guys, I listened to The Shards by Bret Easton Ellis on Audible, and it was so scary. Okay, I was freaking out. I would be in my car listening to it, and I literally sometimes would have to pull over because I was so engrossed in the story. It's set in Los Angeles. It is a mystery thriller whodunit, and it is so scary and it's so emotive, and I literally was addicted to it. I couldn't do anything else for like 2 weeks while I was listening to it. Audible members can choose one title a month to keep from the entire catalog. New Audible members can try Audible now for free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/tinks or text tinks to 500-500. That's audible.com/tinks or text tinks to 500-500 to try Audible free for 30 days. Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms, or choose from Pandora's sparkling collection of timeless designs perfect for making an eye-catching statement. With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelets, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, wear it, and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Write a love note to yourself or your best friend with beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora. Spell it out with handwritten charms, sparkling stacks, and iconic styles designed for every kind of forever. Pandora jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora, be love. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. My social battery gets drained so easily. You guys know I am a sensitive Virgo woman, okay? I need that time to rest and relax. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. You guys know that therapy is everything to me. I have it every single week because my therapist helps me learn my boundaries. She is the one who says, whoa, I don't think you should go to that. You are really tired. You're really stressed right now. That is going to drain you. And it's just so helpful to have a trained professional who can help you realize those boundaries. You know, I'm obsessed with boundaries, guys. So give therapy a try because it can be so useful. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/tinks today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/tinks. All right. Let's chat to Natalie.
Thanks. Hi.
What's
How's it going?
It's good. How are you? What's going on?
I've missed you. It's Natalie in New York. We spoke about 1 year ago now on the podcast.
Oh, my God.
Caller.
I love a follow-up. What did we chat about?
At that time, I had just gone through a situation breakup. The guy had like gone on a walk with my sister's dog in the city here in New York and like had helped me hang photos.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You gave me.
Yes.
Yeah. This is a blast from the past. Like,
yes,
a long time ago.
That was a long time ago. Yeah. Yeah.
But I missed you, and I'm obviously listening every week. And then today I just had a calling that I needed to call into you and say hello and ask some questions. So,
I love that.
You know, cosmic powers.
I love that. You manifested it. Well, thank you for calling. How are you doing? How's your 2023 going? What's the vibe?
The vibe is I'm almost 26 now, so okay. You know, we've aged a year. We're still living in New York, and I absolutely love it here.
Amazing.
So first question, too, is also, like, can you please come back to New York so we can have our rich mom walk on the West Side Highway?
I'm
desperate.
Yes, I want to be there. I'm going to be spending more and more time there. I love it so much. I'm really just craving the city. I'll be back, actually, in a week. I'm going to come for 2 weeks. So, yes, I love New York, and it makes me so happy to hear so many of you guys all love New York and be living these crazy fun lives that are so vibrant in the best city in the world. So, yes, long-winded answer saying yes.
Thank you. Living in the energy of Tinks always is my motto. So,
that.
Yes. Okay, so my question is, Over the past year since I've spoken to you, which you gave me incredible advice at that time, and I've really tried to practice everything you preach. And so, like, I am looking for a relationship. I want to date someone seriously.
Okay.
And so I've been very intentional with how I've dated and, like, met people, et cetera. And this past Sunday, I did just get dumped, I guess. I don't know.
Oh.
Like, I'd been dating. Yeah.
But how long were you dating him?
I'd only been dating him for about a month. But so my question obviously is, like, it lives in the box theory, which is that, like, I've gone through a bunch of situations over the past year where I've dated a guy for like a month, 3 months, et cetera, where I really, really feel like I am in the date box, like going on a lot of dates with them, like waiting a while to hook up with them just because that's my decision. They text me all the time. Like, it's just a lot of like interest, and I'm getting so confused out of how to like really evaluate if I'm in the date box or the hookup box, because clearly I've been in the hookup box every single time because they decide they don't want to actually date me. So how do I know that I'm in the date box?
But okay. So have you actually liked these guys, like, actually, or because you said that you want to date someone, so you've been intentional. So you're kind of like looking for that per se. Is there any possibility you maybe reverse box theoried them and were like, yes, this is the one. Oh, my God, they're texting. But, like, did you actually – were you goo goo gaga for them? Were you actually, like, obsessed with them? No. Like, I hear it in your voice. And listen, I'm going to give you the tough love. Since you are an OG, you've been with me for a while, I feel like I can do that. Like,
yeah.
I get that feeling. Like, I'm not telling you to not feel the feeling of I want a boyfriend, because everyone has it. I have it from time to time. Of course it pops up. But, like – it puts goggles on and it makes you reverse boxer, especially, I'm sorry to be hyper specific, but actually, especially in New York City, when everything is so fast and there's just so much going on and you're just like, oh, well, 3 dates in the past 2 weeks, that's got to mean something.
Yeah.
Okay, I like him, yada, yada, yada. Like, you will know when it's right. Like, your fanny will flutter. And that's a good thing and a bad thing, right? Because you're going to meet someone and you're going to call me back in 2 months, whatever. And be like, this isn't even the same language as those guys I was dating before. I'm in a new language now. And before was just, I don't know, just fiddling with my thumbs. Like, this is like totally different now. And that's a good thing because it's so clear when it's real. And it's a bad thing because you kind of realize how much we lie to ourselves, right? And I've been there. Like, you go on good dates. The guy, you know, he seems good on paper. Like, he's texting you and you're like, yeah, okay, maybe this guy could be my boyfriend. That's not really the vibe that you're going for. You will meet someone and the connection will be so clear. It will be so obvious that there isn't even any, like, question in your mind. And you won't be thinking, well, it's been 2 months, da da da. It will just happen. And that's annoying because there's nothing you can truly do to speed up the process aside from, annoying thing I'm going to say, alert, focusing on yourself and having fun.
Yeah.
Like, I truly, like, anytime I feel that pang of, like, I want a boyfriend, and guys, I'm saying it, I'm copying to it. I feel it again. I feel it too, okay? But I just say, okay, cool, you want a boyfriend, that's great. What are you going to do that's fun tomorrow with your friends? What's a fun plan you can make with your girlfriends this weekend? What's a trip you can make for the summer? Because the time that guys pop in is when you are, like, busy making other plans, is when you are at lunch with your friends, is when you are at Equinox with your girlfriend crushing the treadmill, is when you are at a fun Rangers game in the nosebleeds last minute because you decided. That is when they drop in. And I know it's annoying, but it's the truth, and that's why I say it so much. But listen, I've been there, like, especially in New York. I've been like, I can get this Hinge guy to date me. Like, why didn't he want to date me? And now I look back and I'm like, thank fucking Christ he didn't want to date me. We would be the most boring couple alive. We would have been married and divorced by now. Like, wait for the fanny flutter. It will hit you.
Ugh,
I know. I know.
I know.
Good thing is,
it's so true. It's such
true.
Good advice.
It's annoying,
like, it's
but
so
true.
Real.
Yeah. Listen, good thing is you're still a fetus. You're still baby fetus, so it's fine. I hope the womb is treating you well. And also, another piece of good news, you live in the most exciting city in the world. So you just gotta, anytime, it's like, stop, control, alt, delete. Good things are coming, and I'm going to have fun in the meantime. Just have fun.
Yes. needed to hear it today. God, so cosmic, so woo-woo. I needed you today, tanks more than ever. Mm. And that's incredible advice. So I'm taking that into my rest of my day and my life.
I love you. I love you so much. Please call again. I bet you're going to be calling sooner than expected with an update. But I would love you to call back sooner than later and tell me how you're doing.
Thank you so much. All right. Love you so much.
I love you tons. You too.
Talk to you soon.
Bye, babe. Bye. I sound like a broken record, but when I think back to my time in my 20s, what I wish that I had done is all of the time I spent like yearning and being sad about not having a boyfriend, I wish I had just been young and hot. Like that's the annoying thing, is that I wish I could just go back and shake my little 25-year-old body and be like, stop fucking crying that you don't have a boyfriend. You're 25. Go and have fun. Take pictures. Go on a trip. Work harder at your fucking job, Tanks. Like literally anything than just sitting there, because it doesn't make it come any faster. That's the thing. It's a valid feeling, but it doesn't make it happen any faster. And you're more likely to settle or go for the wrong person if you're too focused on that. So, okay, let's take our next caller. Hello, how are you? Talisa?
Tulasi. Hey, Tulasi.
Tulasi. Hi, how are you?
God. I'm doing great. Well, first, I want to thank you. You're just amazing. And I was supposed to see you in Austin Saturday, but the queue was just like so long that I was still outside waiting when you started talking.
The line
but I'm super excited to hear you now.
No, I felt really bad. I thought on Saturday that line was crazy and I was like worried about people because it was so hot that day. It was like 90 degrees and I was like, whoa, yeah. Are they going to let all these people in? And they were like, no, like it's full already. And I was like, oh my God. So I'm sorry about that. I hope you didn't get overheated. That line was crazy, but I'm glad you're calling again now.
I'm so happy I get to talk to you now. It's just fantastic. Yeah, I was really looking forward to meet you in person, but this is also great. But like, I wanted to ask you a question around, so I wonder how you find a balance between pursuing your goals and being ambitious while also being present for your loved ones, especially when they're abroad, because I feel you and I are kind of the same situation. Your parents are in Europe, same for me, but you're still like living in the US trying to make like your dreams come true. So do you have any tips on that one?
Oh, I don't have as many tips as I would like. And I feel you so hard on this. Parent guilt is something that I know a lot of us struggle with, and I have it all the time. And I mean, I miss my family so much, and it's just, I'm basically this year, my goal is to spend as much time as possible with them and try to go see them. But here's what I'll say. Whenever I talk to my parents about this, they say to me, we're so proud of you. We want you to go pursue your dreams. Like, this is our greatest joy. This is everything that we ever did was so that you could be in this place. And that, you know, I'm sure your parents are the same. They're so proud of you.
Exactly.
They're so proud of their little girl. Like, it's crazy. We can never understand until we become parents ourselves. Like, this is their dream. This is everything that they want. And so of course we feel guilt from time to time, but you know, that's what the phone is for. You got to call them. I called my mom already twice today and it's only 8:20. And just remember, like, I do try to make them proud, like not just in my work, but I always think like, what would be the choice here to make my parents proud? And that's kind of something that always propels me, because I feel like even if they're not physically with me, I can be doing right by them if I make the right choices and if I am kind to people, if I help, if I try hard, things like that. And you can live in a way that makes them proud all the time. So, oh my God, I'm going to cry. I miss my parents so much.
Oh, no. I didn't mean to make you cry, but it's definitely like, I feel like especially when you grow a bit older, for some reason, I've always wanted to live abroad, and that's what I've been doing. But you get like to a certain age and you're like, actually, it would be nice to be closer to them. But also, you know, I mean, life in the U.S. is pretty fun.
It's pretty fun. I know. And I'm like, you know, I'm not ready to, I totally feel you. I'm in exactly the same position. I truly, you know, I'm at that place, like I'm 32. I'm so jealous of my friends who live down the street from their parents. I would love that. Mm-hmm. You know, I think in most cultures, people live close to their families or even with their extended families. And
yeah,
that's just not true for the Western world. And I don't know why, because I think it's fantastic, but, you know, we're making them proud and we're living our dreams. Like, that is the number one thing that parents want. So,
I appreciate all this.
It's tough. Yeah. You're making them proud, though. And life in the U.S. is pretty fun for the most part.
Yeah, definitely. But next time, I wish you would do something in Paris, because that's where I'm from. And I would love for, like, France and all those French women to know more about you. So you need to expand internationally and get all those women on board as well.
That would be so fun. I love Paris. I hope I get to go. I'm hoping to go in the fall. So maybe I'll do something then. That would be amazing. Oh, that would be
amazing.
Yeah,
I would love that. I would fly back from Houston to Paris just for you.
Oh my God. Well, that's fabulous. And I love Paris. And I'm proud of you for going out there and living your dreams by yourself. That's very cool. And not everyone has the courage to do it. So it's very cool that you're doing it, and keep going and making your parents proud.
Thank you so much. Thanks. You're making my day right now.
Have
Thank
the
so
best
much.
Day. Thanks for calling. Love you tons.
Bye.
Bye, babe. Okay. Let's talk to Farron. Hi, Farron. How are you?
Oh my God. Hi, Tink.
What's going on?
Nothing much. I can't believe I'm calling on a whim. I had therapy this morning, so I'm getting like two
double
for one.
Therapy. I love it. Oh my God. I love it. Well, thank you for calling.
How are you?
I'm good, girl. I am, you know, I wish it would stop raining. I really, really need some sun. I'm like, I was trying to be chill about like not having a tan, because I love being tan. And I was like, oh, it's cool. You know, I won't fake tan. I'm just going to like vibe out as a pale person for a while. And now it's gotten to the point where I look, I actually look translucent. I'm looking at myself on the monitor in the Sirius studio, and it's actually terrifying. So aside from that, I'm good. What's going on with you?
Okay. Well, you're always welcome to Miami. You can tan with me whenever you want.
I love Miami. I might actually be coming to Miami next month. So.
Oh my God. We'll see. Oh my God. You're speaking my language.
Love Miami. The most fun city. What's going
on
with you?
So let me tell you.
Yeah.
So I kind of like, based off of your last conversation with, I can't remember her name. I definitely did self-work. I'm so happy. I have the perfect guy. I have an amazing job.
Amazing.
He actually loves you. So there are some cis white hetero males that do love you.
I love that.
I literally be coming home from work and I'm like, I don't want to work out. And he's like, why don't you take a rich mom walk? Or I'll talk about like my sister who's traveling a bunch. And he's like, you know what Tink says, comparison is the thief of joy.
Oh my God. What a cutie. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
he also gets a little mad at me when I listen to your AMAs without him. So hi, Kev.
God.
I know he's going to listen.
We love
later.
You, Kev. We love you, Kev. What's up? We love you. Oh, cutie.
So I have such an amazing boyfriend. I found an awesome job. It's definitely a grind, which is, it's probably my first like big girl job.
Yeah.
And it's a grind and it's really hard. I mean, it's tiring. I find I'm tired all the time. And I listened to your Timeline podcast
mm-hmm.
from, I think, 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that you said, like, a way to slow down time is to travel.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, like, can't really travel. I, like, don't work remote. I've kind of, like, used up all my days. And it definitely freaks me out because I see, like, my life going in, like, this amazing direction, but it also kind of freaks me out because I'm like, wait, like, it's all happening.
It's
like,
happening
it's all good,
fast.
It's
yeah.
all great, but, like,
yeah.
wait, I, like, still feel like I'm, like, 20 years old and, like, should be partying and traveling and doing whatever I want, but that's just, like, not the reality of life anymore. So I just wanted to know what advice you had for me to kind of try to slow down time and be more present and
yeah.
and love where I'm at.
I think that is such an interesting question, and I'm so glad you called. I have a couple of thoughts. First of all, I think that there are different seasons to life. Like there are different eras, and right now you are in this happy routine era, right? You're like grinding hard at your job. You have an amazing boyfriend. You're probably doing very similar things every weekday, and that's okay. And you are lucky in a way because, you know, a lot of people when they're in their grinding mode, they're not that happy, but you actually sound quite happy and satisfied. It's just that it means time feels like it's going very fast, which I understand because if you do the same thing over and over again every day, even if you're happy, which is amazing, it feels like it's going really fast. However,
for sure,
I would just try to imagine it as this is one season of your life. This is a grinding time in your life. You are not going to be doing this for the rest of your life. You don't know how long you're going to be doing this job. You know, you don't know what the future holds. This is just this era of your life. And I would really try to enjoy it for what it is, because it sounds like, aside from being maybe a little monotonous, it's very happy and fulfilling, which is amazing. And I'm so proud of you for finding this, you know, big girl job and working your ass off. Like, that's incredible. And that will serve you later down the line when you're in a new era of your life. You're going to be like, oh, well, if I could handle that grinding job, I can do this, no problem. Or I can do that, you know, it's fine. On the topic of not being able to travel or like have that much freedom, I think that the reason, from what I understand from the book that I read about why, or whatever, I listened to a podcast or something about why travel slows down time, is because it's a new experience. So what I would say to that is you can still have new experiences. It just can't be travel right now. So on the weekend, and like, look, it's fucking difficult, right? Like, that's why it's so hard, because you work your ass off in the week. You get to the weekend, you don't want to do something new. You're like, Tinks, I'm not going to go take a fucking pottery class on Saturday morning when I'm so tired. I'm not going to go, you know, start learning a new language for funsies. Like, I get it, but you can do it in small ways. You can, instead of going to your same sushi place every week, try a new restaurant, or, you know, I don't know, like little small things in your town. Like, maybe there's a talk you can attend. Maybe there's an art exhibit. Even those little things that are outside of your routine will help slow down time. Because then when you look back, people are like, what'd you do this weekend? You're like, oh, I went to the art exhibit. Or like, oh, I tried a new restaurant. Like, those little things do build up and help slow down time and help make you remember what's going on. But look, most people in their young 20s do a job that, you know, they do every day, they grind their ass off, and it's a little bit samey. And that's why 20s can be such a confusing time. That's why I always say it's a mismarketed decade, because everybody in the movies looks like they're having this fabulous time and they have all this free time and all this money. And it's like, that's not true. Most people in their 20s are confused as shit and heads down. You're actually ahead of the game. You have found an amazing person that you love spending time with, and you actually like your job, therefore it makes it easier to grind at. Like, you're doing great.
Right.
It's just a little bit samey right now, but it's not always going to be that way.
Yeah. No, you're totally right. I love that you said the pottery thing, because that's something I've been wanting to do. So I'll definitely try to get that on the book.
Yeah. And listen, like, try it. It's funny. Like, even that kind of shit, like, I just, like, wish I'd done more of. Like, actually, when I lived in San Francisco, when I was in my young 20s, my girlfriend Casey and I, we had this PowerPoint spreadsheet. How funny is that? We had it with all the restaurants we wanted to try. And every Friday, we would force ourselves to go to a new restaurant before we went out, because San Francisco is a small town, and like, we would always go to the same bars and stuff. So we were like, okay, because we want a treat at the end of the week, every Friday, we're going to go to a new restaurant we've never been to. And it, you know what? I still remember that. Like, it was 10 years ago, and I still remember doing that with her. And so those are the kind of things that stick out in your memory. Like, when you do the same thing, like the sushi restaurant all me and my friends went to, like, I barely remember that because we did it like every day, so it was like whatever. But all those random places I went to with my one friend, I remember. So it is good to do those little things, even if it's just as small as, you know, a little class here, or a little, you know, maybe you try a new coffee shop, stuff like that. That stuff can really spark joy and really help break up your week.
Yeah, 100%. Thank you. Oh my God. Also, you just like made like looking like growing older and growing up so fun and graceful. And I guess part of it is just daunting that I'm like, I am growing, but I know this whole community really appreciates you, because you've made growing up and getting older
not look so not scary.
I'm so glad. That's my goal. Like, it's still fun.
Well, you're definitely achieving your goal, and everyone that listens to you and everyone surrounded by you is just really appreciates you, and I appreciate you, and Kevin appreciates you.
Thank you.
So thank you so much.
I love you. Thank you, and love you so much, Kevin. Thanks for taking care of my girl.
Love you. Thanks.
Have a great
Bye.
Day. Bye, babe. Yeah, that's such an interesting question. I really remember, you know, when you think back, if you're like in your 30s like me, when you think back to your young 20s, when you think of working, don't you just think of like three snapshots? Like, even though you probably did your first job for a couple years, like I was a gap for 3 years. And yeah, I have lots of like random memories, but in those 3 years, I just have like three snapshots. I remember like doing presentations, like being in the cafeteria and like hanging out with my friend Baja at work. It's just so funny how time goes. It's so funny. And like when you're in your young 20s, obviously you don't travel that much because you don't have like time or money to do it. So it's like, okay, yeah, weekend trip there. I would haul my ass to Coachella every year. Oh my God. Okay, let's talk to Sarah. Hi, Sarah. How are you?
Hi, how are you? Thanks. Oh my God.
I'm good. What's going on? Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you for taking my call. Okay, so I have kind of like a different question.
Okay.
So I'm from Miami. I'm a pediatrician out here.
Cute.
And I have a lot of patients lately that are asking me like, hey, like I think I could be dyslexic, or hey, like I want to get diagnosed. I'm having a lot of trouble like reading difficulty and stuff. Or they already have the diagnosis. And yeah. From my residency training, I just don't have a lot of experience working with it. So I was wondering if you could tell me about your experience and what things helped you, maybe like different studying styles, anything at all.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's such a cute question. You know, it's very difficult for me to read, and I have a lot of trouble with spelling. I have a lot of trouble with reading aloud, and it's come up lately because I was like reading my audiobook, and it was like a real struggle for me because I am a really slow reader. And I honestly have a lot of anxiety around it because I love to read, and so I always think it's always like a bit of a stress trigger for me because I'm like, oh my God, people are going to think that I can't read, or like they're probably thinking, why is she talking so much about reading when she's a bad reader? But it, you know, it can be really tough. But what I try to think about is that it's just a different style. Like the way that I learn, the way that I read, the way that I think, it's just a different style. I mean, obviously it's painted out as a bad thing oftentimes, but it's literally just a different style. And what I tell myself is that there are other positives that I have because my brain works the way that it does. So I listen to audiobooks a lot. You know, I would suggest that you encourage any of your patients to try audiobooks to get into reading. Like, you don't have to always just read the book, and audiobooks can really help you get into it. And I would also tell them that, like, I think, okay, this is not proven, but this is what I tell myself. So if they're feeling down, maybe you could tell them this. I feel like my brain is more creative because I'm dyslexic. I know that that's not scientific, that's not a doctor thing, but that's truly what I think. And I think it's a good thing, especially to tell younger people, to just be like, look, you have other amazing things your brain can do because it's just a little bit more difficult for you to do reading or spelling or what. Oh my God, I'm a terrible speller too. That's really difficult for me. People make fun of me on that online all the time. And I also have ADHD, so it's very difficult for me. It, you know, there was a lot of things in school that were just really hard for me. And yet here I am. There's a lot of people who are very successful and happy and well-rounded, who love reading, who love writing, who are also dyslexic. That was such a rambling answer. I'm sorry. I'm getting emotional, but I hope that kind of helped.
No, that was such a good reframe, and I'm definitely going to pass that information along to my patients, so thank you so much. And then I just wanted to say one thing with regards to the last girl that had called in, and she felt like she was busy and, you know, not taking advantage of like travel and things like that. I feel like I'm the poster child for hustling in your 20s, but let me tell you, my 30s have been amazing because of that. So to everybody who like feels like, oh, I can't travel, or
yeah,
I'm hustling, just, you know, just keep your eyes on the prize, because the view from the top of the mountain is amazing.
I love that so much. I mean, yes, who better to tell us this message than an amazing doctor? And, you know, doctors have to grind so hard, but they have that long game in their mind, you know, and now you're thriving. Mm-hmm. You have a career that you love. So, yeah, exactly what I said to her. It's like different seasons. You know, sometimes you have to grind and then you can relax. It's all, there's different seasons of life and they're all beautiful. And that was such a nice message from one lovely girl to another. So thank you for sharing.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And hopefully see you in Miami soon.
Yeah, fingers crossed I get to come next month because it's one of my favorite places. So I hope I get to come. Thank you for calling.
Awesome.
Bye, babe.
Love you. Bye.
Oh my God, such cutie. Yeah, guys, I'm not going to lie to you. I shouldn't say this, but I don't think that the trolls listen to my podcast anyway, so it's fine. But like, it really, really bothers me when people are like, you can't read, like you can't spell. And I'm like, no, I can't. You're absolutely right. Like, I feel like troll comments only hurt when there's a truth to them or like a glimmer of truth. I can't fucking read. Like, I read numbers backwards. Like, it's very difficult, but I still like it. Like, just because you're bad at something, it doesn't mean you can't like it. It doesn't mean you can't write a book. Like, I wrote a book and I'm dyslexic and I have ADHD. So if you are out there, you're struggling with any learning disability, like, don't be embarrassed. There's nothing to be embarrassed about. Your brain just works in a different way. And don't let anyone tease you about listening to audiobooks. Like, I actually did a story yesterday on my Instagram. It's so funny. Yesterday on my Instagram, and I was like, oh, I always like to have two books going at the same time. Like, one by my bed, like a physical book that I read before I sleep. And then I also have an audiobook going so I can listen in my car, listen, you know, when I'm doing, making food or whatever. And someone wrote back and was like, do you consider listening to an audiobook reading? And it's like, can I just say something? If you have the fucking time to troll someone about listening to an audiobook, then good for you. Good for you if that is the soapbox you are going to die in. If you don't think it's reading, I don't really care because I enjoy it and I'm able to absorb books very fast because I can listen to them and do two things at the same time. And, you know, I just can read a lot more this way by having two at once and by listening in my car and whatnot. If you really think that that's not, quote, reading, then go seriously, just, I don't know, go fuck off, because that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Like, the soapboxes that people choose, it's insane. And I don't know, it just really, really grinds my gears because it's ridiculous. And there's a lot of people out there whose brains don't work in the way that we think is normal. Like, I'm saying that because it's like, who's to say what's normal? Maybe all dyslexic people, maybe our brains are normal and everybody else is different. Like, anyway, I'm sorry. Obviously, very close to my heart, but I'm thinking of anyone else out there who says numbers backwards, because boy, that was fun in math class. Hi, Janelle. How are you?
Oh my gosh. Hi. Thanks.
What's going on? Yes, it's you. What's up?
Oh my gosh, Kate. Well, first, can I just say, okay, I saw the thing in Austin, and I just think it's so cool. And I think I'm just so proud of you.
Thank you. That's so nice.
And then second, because I'm 31, I'm single. And so it's so nice to have someone out there who is just like doing it and rocking it and showing the way for us all. And I think it's so cool. Okay.
Thank you.
I'm kind of the same way where I have this like ADHD brain, so I hope what I say makes some sort of sense.
I got you. But, Go for it.
So I was going out with this guy for like a month, or maybe like 2 months, something like that. Background, I'm like an avoidant to a T girl. And so I had these weird little icks, I was like, oh, he went on too many family vacations, or like, you know, it was just like weird stuff that made me want to run. So I was running, but so then he ended up telling me he had a lot of anxiety and needed to take a minute to like figure himself out. Anyway, so then I was on the treadmill running to Avril Lavigne.
Hell yeah, Avril.
I know. Yeah, so she's got 3 songs in a row that are really, really good by listening to Skater Boy. And so it's kind of like a weird theory for me, and I don't know if it applies to everyone, but I thought it was just kind of fun and silly. But, I mean, we know the premise of the song is that, you know, it's a princess and a punk boy.
Right.
And she ends up, like, not going for it. In my head, she doesn't go for it because it just, like, wouldn't work out. And she's like, well, he's a skater boy, I'm not. And then years later, comes around that she I don't know, she's by herself, and she's like, and I feel like it kind of is like she missed out on it. So my thing is that sometimes I feel like we miss out on things from X. I don't know if you kind of see where I'm coming from, or like,
I do
get it.
But,
yeah.
But I think, so, yeah, sorry, go on, uh-huh. Go on.
Oh no. So then my question kind of is, I don't know if you have any like advice or any like thoughts on this, for people like me who are kind of more avoidant, and kind of when are icks, like when does it get too far like that, if that makes sense?
Like when are the icks too extreme?
Yeah.
I think it's like, okay, I'm trying to remember the lyrics of that song. I don't think she's talking uh-huh. about herself, because Avril is, of course, our punk rock queen. So I think in the music video, I remember it's like this other girl who is like, she's all princessy and she's like, ew, you're a skater boy. Like, you're not good enough for me. Like, I'm a princess, blah, blah, blah. But I don't think, okay, look, I'm pulling up the lyrics. He was a skater boy. She was like, okay, da, da, da. He
right,
was.
Right, right. No, that's what I'm saying. It's not about her.
Oh, but it's about
the girl.
But it is
the
about
the other girl kind of. Like the other girl missed out on something that could have been good.
I,
you know,
I think though that it wasn't an ick. Okay. Because it's about the other girl being a snob, honestly, in my opinion. Like, in my opinion, the Skater Boy song is about like her being a snob and being like, ooh, like you're a punk. I don't want to be with like some random like tattooed man or whatever. But uh-huh. I think you raise a really interesting point about icks. And
yes.
I get it. Like, if you have an avoidant person, avoidant attachment style, avoidant personality, you know, you see him hold the fork in a weird way and all of a sudden you're out.
Mm-hmm.
I think you have to be critical of yourself if you're like, you know, well, two things. First of all, you have to like check yourself, because if it's as small as like he holds his fork in a weird way, or like he was like lip syncing to a song weirdly, you have to just be like, okay, like this is an ick. But it's not grounds uh-huh. to break up with someone. However,
okay.
I also think that like if you really, really like the person, you don't care. Mm-hmm. You don't care. So I wonder for this guy you were recently dating, or the icks in the past, I wonder if you've really liked them, or if you're just like, you're not that into them, in which case that's okay too.
Right. I think, okay, actually, I really like that. It kind of makes a lot of sense. And sometimes I think I can get like that, where it's like, he holds his fork weird. And like some guys, it doesn't matter. And some guys do like the strangest things, and it doesn't. And, but then sometimes, like you're saying, it's like he holds his fork weird or all these things. And it's like, and then it just makes me want to be like out of it. But I think that's good, where it's like, is it grounds for breaking up with someone or not?
Yeah.
But Also,
that's why an ick list is kind of a good thing to make, because even uh-huh. though some people are like, Tinks, this is like focusing on the negative, it's actually the opposite. Because for me, when I make an ick list, I put it on the list and then I forget about it. I'll just go on my phone, type it out. He held his fork weird that one time. And then I forget about it, right? It's not a red flag. It's nothing major. It's just a little ick. And you can't help but notice them. Women are naturally more observant. And, you know, we do pick up on these things. But if you put it on the list, you don't have to think about it and hold it in your head, you know? Because if you're thinking about it all driving home from the date, like, oh my God, he held the fork weird. Like, that's not good either. So I would just put it on the list and just check yourself. Like, it's holding a fork weird is not grounds for breaking up with someone. Someone being rude to your waitress when you're ordering food, that's grounds for breaking up with someone. You know, there's a difference.
Right. Okay, that helps. Because a lot of times I am just like out, and it freaks me, like, it just in general, I get freaked out a lot, and I'm like, it's easier on my own or something. And then but I think it's nice to kind of like keep it in check of like, is this like actually something, or is it something smaller?
Well,
so, that makes sense.
That's a very self-aware thing though, that you just said. And that's actually a different topic, which I think is important, which is that if you've been single for a long time, sometimes you get very like in your ways. And girl, I get like this too. Like, I'll have not dated someone for a while, and then I'm like thinking about going on a date, and then I'm like, oh my God. But then I have to go to this restaurant. I have to like eat that random food, and like I just want to watch my shows, and I don't want to share my bed with someone, and like that sounds terrible. And like that is something that you actually do have to keep in check, because we're humans are creatures of habit, right? So if we're doing something for a long time, we're like, oh, like this is fine. So that is something to check yourself and be like, okay, I'm getting a little weird, time to go on a date, or like, I'm getting a little weird, like I can share my popcorn or whatever, because I get in those like single behaviors too. And you can convince yourself like, I never need to leave my house, but it's like, no, 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 we do, we do.
No, that's exactly how I feel, where I'm just like, no, I think like, I'm okay. And I, like, that's like my fear is as I like, get older, I'm like, but like, I think I'm fine. Yeah. I'm like, you know, and I can just kind of like get in my own way of it. But yeah, so you're saying like, so when that happens, like it might happen soon for me.
Yeah.
Just like push myself to go out.
Push yourself to go out. And it doesn't even have to be on a date. It can be like, you know, it can be like with friends, like it can be just the time to be like, whoa, I need a new experience. I need to go, you know, to a new restaurant with friends, or I need to go visit my, you know, family member or something. Just another experience to kind of like shake you out of it. Because I get it. When you're an independent woman doing things for yourself day in, day out, you get very in your routine and you're like, why would I fuck this up? Because it's kind of a nice bubble, you know?
Yeah. No, I totally get that. Okay. I have one quick last question and then I was a teacher for 7 years and then I quit my job this last year, and I'm thinking of moving to New York. But like kind of like, I don't really have a job lined up or anything. Do I just do it? Or
I have 2 minutes left on air.
Okay, so sorry.
Yes. Yeah. No, it's okay. I want to answer this. I think if you have the inkling to move to New York, you should. However, moving there without a job is a bold thing to do. I would try to have at least a lead or at least a couple of interviews lined up, because it can be a lot. But I say to anyone who has the tingling, I need to go live in New York, you got to do it, because otherwise you'll always wonder. And that is a very powerful feeling. So I say go for it, but I would caution you with going without a job. But that having been said, plenty of people have moved to New York City and figured it the fuck out. It's just that type of city. So, but please call me back and tell me what happens and if you move and how it's going, and talk about shaking up your single bubble. I got to wrap this show. Okay. I love you so much. Call me and tell me what happens. You guys, that was our show. What a fabulous show it was. I'm going to be listening to Avril Lavigne all day. Don't forget to pre-order my book. And I will be back on Friday with a brand new show you guys are going to absolutely love. I love you. Bye. Thankfully, C4 Energy has reinvented the energy drink game with C4 Smart Energy, the only energy drink clinically proven to provide enhanced mental focus. C4 Smart Energy is formulated with 200 milligrams of natural caffeine from green coffee beans, plus potassium, niacin, and vitamin B12 to support well-being and help you feel your best, all while promoting fat burn and boosting metabolism. So I have recently tried C4 Smart Energy, and let me tell you, it is giving me a boost. That caffeine is hitting, because I have a very short attention span. I get distracted so easily, and I tried it and I was like, yeah, this is a boost, all right. I love that. Look for Smart Energy every day in the beverage aisle at your local Costco. Go grab a can and share on social media tagging at C4 Energy and the It's Me Tinks podcast to show us how Smart Energy helps you stay focused wherever you are. C4 Smart Energy. Stay focused.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters. Both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.